There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about car theft heating up for the summer months ahead. We've got one of our regular contributors standing by. Pam Oakes, and she's going to be telling us about this, as well as the price of gasoline this summer. We're going to put on we're going to take out the crystal ball and see if we can do some, see if we can figure out where the prices are going to be for 2015. Coming up a little later on in this hour, a gentleman who actually likes to winter down in Pam's neck of the woods, but he spends the rest of the time outside of St. Louis, the gentleman with the website, theoldcarguys.com. Don Jones is going to be with us to talk us through some restoration tips regarding frames on your vehicle that you're restoring, what you should look for and what you should do and what you should not do when restoring a frame for your vehicle. Our telephone number is toll-free from anywhere across North America. We would love to hear from you. If you're listening on Newstalk 1540 KXEL, we would love to hear from you. You're listening on KSIS in Missouri or any one of our other great affiliate stations, coast to coast, border to border, or around the world via GCNlive.com. The telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Well, our very special guest is a regular contributor here on the program. For more than 20 years, she was the owner of Pam's Motor City, a nationally award-winning auto center located in Fort Myers, Florida. She is an ASE-certified technician. She holds a degree in electrical engineering technology, and she's a fourth-generation automotive technician. She also has a number of things going on in the media, including the fact that she's the author of Car Care for the Clueless. And you can also hear her every morning on the Car Care for the Clueless Daily Edition on great stations across North America. She also does a show on LA Talk Radio and also a show on KCAA in San Bernardino, Loma Linda, California. It's my pleasure to welcome back Pam to Auto World. Pam, how are you doing?
Thanks for having me on, Bob.
Well, this is getting to be...
I should say good evening.
It's getting to be that time of the year where we're knocking on the month of June, and lots of folks are going to be going out for road trips, so we're going to be talking about gasoline prices. But let's talk a little bit about theft. I understand that vehicle theft, I should say, easy enough for me to say, the professional radio announcer, vehicle theft really heats up in the summer months.
Oh, it sure does. It heats up tenfold, as a matter of fact, but there's simple ways that we can protect our vehicles, you know, protect our personal property. And first of all, it's so simple, and everybody forgets about it, but lock the car doors.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good start. You wouldn't believe the breaking and entering of vehicles and subsequent deaths in a lot of cases because people leave their car doors unlocked. You know, they leave their laptop in the front seat, a wallet, extra keys. You know, you don't need to leave your extra keys inside the cab of the vehicle. You know, just some common sense things. And that's a good first step.
It certainly is, and it's surprising, too, that you will find, you know, I used to find it when I lived outside of Boston, and now that I'm living down here in Florida, you'd be shocked to see, you know, if you pull into a convenience store every now and then, I will see a car running unattended with the air conditioning going, It gets mighty hot in Florida. It gets mighty hot in Massachusetts in the summertime. And people are, I don't know, just so lazy that they don't want to shut off their air conditioner. They just figure they're running in for a second. Why not leave it running?
Yes, they think, well, I can see it through the window. I'll be in here for 15 seconds. And 15 seconds turns into more like 120 seconds, and there goes your car. It's so easy when we don't lock the vehicle. But, you know, nowadays there are devices, unfortunately, for the semi-pro who, unfortunately, again, likes to do this. You can purchase them on a tool truck. You can purchase them in a parts store. I don't think they should be allowed unless you can, you know, unless there's some certification, like a locksmith certification.
Mm-hmm.
But even I have one in my arsenal, my toolbox. And what it is, it's a little square pad. It's about 3x5. And you put this in between the door jamb. And on today's cars and trucks, couldn't do this 30, 40 years ago, but on today's cars and trucks, because they're so flexible, and you hook up what looks like a blood pressure monitor or blood pressure cuff, you know, the little bulb at the end.
Sure.
And you squeeze this up, the bag inflates, and there's a gap. You can actually create a gap in the car. And along with this kit comes a series of rods. And you can connect these rods together, and you can take that rod, go through the gap, and unlock that power lock. You're in the car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I agree with you. That really shouldn't be
30 seconds. It's
amazing.
That quick.
And that's out there available for anybody to purchase.
Mm-hmm. Yep, no more Slim Jims. Slim Jims won't do it anymore in those kits. Those, all those kits are obsolete. Now it's this little inflatable bag.
Yeah, I could see that working, unfortunately, and working to the dismay of an owner who has his car or her car stolen. Boy, that's definitely an eye-opener. So folks need to pay attention here, and they need to lock their vehicles. They need to not leave keys or leave important, valuable items in your vehicle. Another thing that I find that people sometimes do not do if they have aftermarket security systems on their vehicles, they don't always activate them.
No, they don't. And, you know, you really should. For example, on one of the vehicles that Pete and I have, it's one of the highest theft rate vehicles. He's got a Dodge Charger, and there's an extra security system on there. And we just linked it in with the vehicle's door locks, and we used that key fob instead. And as a matter of fact, we were out at a ball game, and I noticed that somebody had attempted to get in his car at one point because you could see where the passenger door was a little buckled from using that bag trying to get in. And I said, well, you know, it's good we have a second security on here and that we use it. So that's very important, too. You know, that's a popular car. The Chrysler 300 is a popular car. But a lot of the stuff's regional, like in Albuquerque, pickup trucks are popular.
Sure.
But if you go north of Chicago, it's, believe it or not, the domestics, the big three, those are popular. And if you head out to California, it's the Japanese, the Asian market, that's a popular theft item. So, you know, that has a lot to do with the two. If you're going to find your car in your driveway in the morning, is where you live and what the popularity of that theft item is.
And it's not always, you know, that they're stealing the most expensive or the most rare vehicle. It's quite often driven by parts and the fact that there are an awful lot of Honda Accords out there, a lot of Toyota Civics and Corollas, and a thief can steal one of these vehicles, get rid of it easy, and the vehicle can be chopped up and its parts can be sold for quite a bit of money. So everybody definitely take heed to what Pam is telling us. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about car theft, and then we'll talk about the price of gas. Get your crystal ball out. Pam. We're going to look into it and see what you come up with for the summer 2015. This is Auto World. If you got a question, 855-660-4261.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Hey, it's Billy S. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We invite your calls and questions at our usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Going to throw out a trivia question here. Who made the Cleveland 351 V8 engine? Who made the Cleveland 351 cubic inch V8 engine? 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer to that trivia question three prizes for you. Some samples of wash drops, the new way to wash your car, environmentally friendly. You don't have to hose it off. You can dump the one bucket of water onto a flower bed. Environmentally friendly, it's cool stuff. Also, something cool from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we're going to get you a free Haynes manual, all for answering that question. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. The Cleveland 351 cubic inch V8 engine was produced by what manufacturer? We're talking with Pam Oates, ASC certified technician, media celebrity, and author of Car Care for the Clueless, all about summertime, increasing the amount of car thefts. And one question that I had for you, Pam, what about some of the OEM systems, some of the anti-theft systems that come standard on the new vehicles? Are they truly good? Are they reliable?
Yes, they are reliable. And unfortunately, the unscrupulous have caught up to it. They actually, they've got a few of them, but the authorities have been a little bit hush-hush about them. They've developed a key fob that will actually decode your vehicle and shut down your security system. Your security system's thinking it's you, and it's not, and they can gain access and drive the car.
Yeah, it's amazing. And as I said before, that hard network break, don't think that thieves are just looking for Ferraris and brand-new Corvettes and Porsche Turbos. They're looking for vehicles that they can sell. And every year when they come out with the list of the most stolen vehicles, it isn't the 2014-2015 models. Quite often on that list is like a 2004 Toyota Camry and a 1999 Ford F-150. It's interesting to see those lists, Pam.
It really is, but you know, if you think about it, if you go to the salvage yard and you try to purchase a part, those parts are expensive, and it's for the majority of the vehicles that are out there, and that's it's supply and demand. So they still have chops. They're alive and well, and it's going on. So your best defense is to keep your personal items in the trunk or in the house, and to park in well lit areas. Park in busy areas and just make sure you lock those doors.
Great advice. Let's talk about the price of gas as we go into the summer months. What do you think? We've been so lucky this year. For the most part, gas prices have been extremely low. Do you think they'll continue to be low here for the summer of 2015?
Well, the Imperial Oil is all based on speculation, and right now they say it's supposed to remain pretty steady. Of course, you'll always see those upticks during the holiday, like last weekend, Memorial weekend. I'm sure we'll see it again on 4th of July weekend and, of course, Labor Day weekend. But they're supposed to remain pretty steady.
And the other thing that we hear when it comes to summer gas prices, when we all start complaining, is the gas companies, the oil companies, have to do special formulations due to the summer months. Tell us a little bit about these special formulations.
Well, so when you have your air fuel mixture and what's coming out of the tailpipe, the emissions, everything's just a little bit different in the atmosphere when it warms up, and they have to put additives in the fuel to make sure that we're doing our part regarding greenhouse gases. California, they go one step further, and they have a different formula. And, of course, only their refineries have that special formula. So that's why you will see fuel prices in California much higher than the rest of the nation. And plus, on top of that, this past January, the California State House, they just passed another tax, averaging approximately 70 cents on top
Wow.
Of what they were paying before to put back into the local economy, local, you know, area regarding greenhouse.
Amazing.
It just goes on and on. People don't realize that when they're paying at the pump, how much tax really is involved.
It is so
what
true.
They're paying. And it's pretty interesting state to state and, you know, region to region, county to county. And even some cities, they put their, no pun intended, 2 cents in to get their piece of the pie. And fuel taxes, you know, to some communities, a godsend because they're in dire straits, and this is a way of them getting income.
That is very true. So watch out. Yeah, definitely.
But
watch out.
Just because the fuel prices are lower doesn't mean that we don't have to conserve fuel. You know, all that money coming out of our wallet, why not take advantage of the lower fuel prices? Sure, you can make an extra trip or two. That's fine. But still, you know, just treat it like it was when it was $4 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And watch your mileage. You know, be sensible about doing your errands instead of going back and forth and crossing paths. You know, make a circle. You know, plan your route. And don't let the vehicle idle for long periods of time. No jackrabbit starts. No fast stops. Keep that junk out of your trunk. I love that because remember, that is not a storage area. That is to take items from point A to point B. So put that stuff in the garage. Put that stuff in the storage shed. Get rid of it and, you know, conserve fuel because it's going to just pad your wallet for you to do more things. Go on a nicer vacation, get an extra souvenir, get an extra pizza. You know, it all adds up.
It sure does, and in 2015, everything seems to cost so much, so anywhere you can save is a good thing. In the meanwhile, folks should check out your website, which is Car Care for the Clueless, and you have all kinds of goodies up there. Tell our listeners about what kind of cool things they can find.
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because actually it is launching tomorrow morning, our new and improved Car Care for the Clueless. We have online video guides, we have audio guides, we have you name it, you can ask questions, and we have little forums, and it's all about making consumers savvy car consumers.
Wonderful. Great job as usual, Pam. We'll get you back for a full hour-long visit real soon, but in the meantime, safe travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk about restoration and frames on your vehicle and more. It's all coming up right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back, and we've got a trivia question yet unanswered. I'm surprised. Very famous engine, the Cleveland 351 V8 engine, was manufactured by what car company? That's an easy one. The telephone number, toll-free from anywhere across North America, is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, if you prefer, it's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Come on, folks, that's an easy one. You're going to get two immediate prizes, one from the Haynes folks will come down the road, but immediately you'll get one from Wash Drops, the cool new way to wash your vehicle, and a free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, the Cleveland 351 V8. Who made it? Now we go to the old car guy himself, who joins us from his palatial estate just outside of St. Louis. It's my pleasure to welcome Don Jones, CEO of thecarguys.com, theoldcarguys.com. How you doing there, Don?
Well, doing real well. Looking out the window at the rain as it fills the swamp in the backyard.
So we're getting
I guess wetlands now. I don't think they have swamps anymore.
A lot of diverse weather around the nation today, from what I can tell. But we've got a really cool subject to talk about here today, since you're the expert here in the area of restoration. This is a really good piece that you put together about checking and replacing the frame. Tell
right.
us a little.
I think I would have to make a correction. I'm not really an expert on restoration. I'm an expert of spending a lot of money on restoration. So, you know, so when I give advice or information, it's basically like, oh, I better go on the radio and warn people about doing this so it doesn't happen to other good folks out there. But what happened is hopefully our audience remembers, is that I've been working on this 52 Ford panel truck, It's sitting on a Chevrolet pickup frame with a Monte Carlo front end. So not only do I have it reframed, but I have it subframed. And we've been working on it like 4 years. We're getting down to literally the last couple of shiny bolts to put in it as we're fabricating the rear bumper. But a couple weeks ago, I was underneath the car and discovered that I had a couple of problems with the welds on the subframe and in the back with a shortened the pickup truck frame. They didn't do a very good weld on the hangers for the rear springs. So, you know, here there's one more delay from keeping this thing on the road or getting this thing on the road. So I thought, well, you know, maybe it's time to go ahead and take a look at frames and just remind people how important they are when you're doing a restoration.
It is very important. I would imagine even before starting a restoration project, it's very important to take a very close look at that frame.
Yeah, it is. You know, keep in mind that when if a lot of our audience are in my age group, which is in the mid 60s now, when we were building our cars in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, which were, you know, usually cars that were 10 years or more older than the decade that we were building them in, we weren't really working with an awful lot of torque nor horsepower. There's nothing in the 40s or 50s that gave much horsepower. We were running, you might get lucky to run 350 by '57 was when Chrysler broke the 350 barrier on a couple of their engines when they came out with a horsepower per cubic inch. But as it went on, the frames were designed to take more horsepower, but they really didn't have the torque. And now we were looking at engines in the 60s and 70s that were putting out basically around 350 horsepower, maybe 400, 425 if we had these super large engines. But now we're talking about crate engines that can get 700 horsepower on gasoline. So these frames just can't handle that extra power. So when we're taking a look at what we're attempting to do with our project, we must keep in mind exactly if the frame's going to be able to support the project or support the body with the new engine in it.
That's a really good point. Absolutely, especially with all those crate engines.
My recommendation, if you can, is to get the body off the frame. If you have the capabilities of pulling it, or if you have the room to place the body and do an inspection of the frame, and of course, if you're subframing, that is, if subframe is cutting the front end that you have on the car off and taking a more modern front end and welding it on.
That's a really good point, Don. Let's see if we can solve this trivia riddle, and then we'll get back to checking and replacing the frame. The question is about the 351 cubic inch Cleveland V8. Let's go to Frank, joining us in New Mexico. Frank, thank you very much for joining us here on the show. How you doing, Frank?
Oh, enjoying the superb show as always, Bob. I just couldn't believe that no one answered this easy one. I mean, it's a Ford engine, right?
Of course it is. Absolutely. 100% correct. So how's your car collection going these days?
Oh, it's fine. My Chevelle isn't running at this time. I've got a 66 Chevelle SS396. But all my other old cars are doing okay. My Buick Grand National, 72 Lincoln Continental. Oh, I also have a 70 Rover that is not running at this time.
Very good. Are you working on anything in particular right now?
Well, the driver door on my Lincoln, the actuator button doesn't throw the mechanism inside to open it, so I'm going to have to pull that panel and see what broke in there.
Oh, yeah. You just got to get in there and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, outstanding. Well, be sure and give whether Patrick has I'm not sure if my producer Patrick is in the house yet, but John is filling in for him. Make sure and give him all your information. We'll get you out some wash drops and something from Warren Tracy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. And any questions for Don Jones about frames? I know you've done a lot of frame work in your time.
No, I'm just learning. I love this show because it's like going to class every Sunday. You always have somebody on that tells me a lot of things I don't know.
Very
well,
cool.
I've got a lot of Chevy parts. If you need them, give us a holler.
Okay, well, thank you. Thanks, fellas.
All right, thank you. Hold on for John.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get back to, as you said, if you can, you recommend getting the body off the frame.
But, and, you know, yes, not only to do the framework and frame inspection, but I look more and more favorably on these frame-offs, and I'm seeing more and more fairly easy techniques of getting the body off the car. I used to think of it as being extremely complicated, but I think that it's not that hard. There's probably a half a dozen TV shows or episodes out there that probably done it and will show you how to do it, so there's really not much holding that body on the frame. So if you do that, it'll allow you to get to the things that you need to look at, things you need to change.
That makes a lot of sense. And let's talk about that big decision.
Are you with me, Bob?
Yeah, I sure am. What's the next step?
I'm having to fade in and fade out that we get sometimes, but so I'll go ahead and talk here. So the thing is, backing up a little bit, you want to determine what the outcome of your build is going to be. If you're shooting for performance and handling, even if it's just handling, you may want to go ahead and either do the subframing or a new frame, or you can buy a frame from a different company. And you can probably find these companies by just finding any good car magazine, and you'll find them as the advertised. So there's a lot of tube work that's going on. And these frames may get...
Yeah, we'll pick that up on the other side.
Okay.
This is Auto World. If you got a question about frames, we've got the man himself here, Don Jones, the old car guy. This is Auto World.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Today, 7 days a week, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Check out my website, too. It's still a work in progress, AutoWorldRadio.com. One of these days, we'll get it completely updated. But Don Jones is with us, who's got a fantastic website himself, theoldcarguys.com, and he's sharing his expertise here in the area of frames, checking and replacing the frame if you're doing a restoration project. Before we get back to talking about frames, tell folks what they can find right now if they log on to theoldcarguys.com.
Well, we just added our first tank. So we've got a 1944 Ford Universal weapons carrier. It's actually what they would call a tankette. So it's a small armor device with no top or turret on it. So you could fire mortars out of the opening on the top. And we have a 1942 German Kugelwagen, which is, it looks like the Volkswagen thing and probably was the inspiration behind the Volkswagen thing, core of the mid-70s. And we're selling those for the Tank Museum out in Danville, Virginia. So we'll probably be having a few other armored vehicles for them. And actually, we're searching for some tank parts for them with other museums. That's kind of one of the weirdest things I've gotten involved in a while.
That's great. Let's get back to looking at the frame on the vehicle and determining whether or not to go ahead and restore it or to go with a new one. I would imagine if it's going to cost you more to fix up the old one, it probably would make sense to get a new one.
Yeah, it would. Things are a trade-off, and usually when you start the projects and if you're trying to keep something that resembles a budget, you may have to make compromises as you go and decide that you don't want to put thousands of dollars into a frame, but you can afford hundreds of dollars. And instead of buying a new frame or going with the old one that isn't going to support the project, you can pull something out of an 80s Mustang, the Chevy S10 long bed pickups are a good swap, 70 Chevrolet Monte Carlos. And all these cars, you're not only getting the power steering, the power brakes, the disc brakes in front, You can also use the rear ends in these cars, and the rear ends are much stronger than anything that we had back prior to the mid-60s.
That makes a lot of sense, absolutely. And if you decide on replacing the frame, I understand there are several out there that you don't need to spend an arm and a leg on. I understand you recommend many cars from the 70s through the 90s as potential donors.
Right, the three that I mentioned, the Mustang, 80s Mustang, probably any of the S10s in the 70s and 80s, and 70 Monte Carlos. There's some other Ford parts that will work well with Model A's and Model T's. I've talked to a couple of folks that have actually gotten away from the buggy springs type of suspension and gone to something a little more modern. And there's plenty of people out there that have the information, the experience to do it. And as I've recommended before, if you're building something, join a car club or get a hold of a national car club or association that specializes in the car that you're trying to build. Arm yourself with the information that that'll help you get to where you want to be.
That makes a whole lot of sense, absolutely. And if you're, wanting something, very, very special, you recommend some great high-quality aftermarket frames like the stuff that Classic Industries makes. And these are internally reinforced, knowing that people are going to put more powerful engines inside them for
right.
67 to 69 Camaros. That's,
mm-hmm.
that's definitely a wise investment.
Right. I'm not sure if it's Classic, but there's a couple of other folks that have frames that'll fit the 55 through 57 Chevrolets. And it could be anything from just a raw frame all the way up to a frame that's ready to put the tires and wheels on it and drop the body on.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how much money you got to throw at the project.
Isn't that the truth? Let's
right.
talk about.
As everyone knows, I'm an expert at spending money.
Let's talk about subframes. You mentioned a little bit earlier that the project vehicle that you've been working on utilizes a subframe. Define it a little bit more for us and tell us what the subframe will do for
right.
you.
Right. The subframe, or a subframe, is the part of the frame that is on the engine side of the firewall. And it's usually dismantling the front end. By that I mean, taking the engine out and the radiator and the fenders off. Using a cutting torch, cut the old one off, and then fitting in the new frame, quite often a Monte Carlo if you're keeping with the Chevrolets. Important thing here is to make sure that you've got the good welds. Let me back up a little bit. Prior to doing the welding, of course, make sure this thing is straight. Make sure that you're replacing your old with not only something that appears to be new, but something that's new and functional. And then once it's lined up, make sure that you've got good strong welds and probably using reinforcing plates on it so that if this thing is stressed by a more powerful engine, that you're not going to have any cracking or any safety problems in the future.
That's good advice. What if you're in a place, Don, that you've got your heart set on building a show car? What kind of frame should you use?
Oh my goodness! There are many, many different types of show cars. Obviously, if you're building a show car that's going to be totally original, you want to stay totally original. Going and finding if in fact you need a old original frame, there are a lot of them out there. I would imagine recommending getting up in the northern tier, north and south Dakota, and looking up there where it stays cold all winter. The assumption that there's a lot of good stuff in the south may not be true. Just things like frames end up on the ground and consequently take a beating from being on that moist sand. It was quite a problem I seen in salvage yards when I was in Georgia and Florida. If you're going, if it doesn't matter that much, go ahead and, you know, spend the bucks on it. If there's a lot of folks out there that are spending over 100,000 hours putting together what looks on the outside like a 57 Chevy, but with, you know, but drives and handles like a Corvette. And if that's the show car you want, that's where you're going to go and spend the money on that particular frame that works with that particular plane and car.
That's a really good point, because as you said a little bit earlier, I mean, there are these great engines out there for sale today that just put out remarkable amounts of power, remarkable amounts of horsepower, and you can put these brand new power plants with all their modern technologies into an older vehicle, but you really got to be careful, because if you're not beefing it up, the older vehicle wasn't meant for an engine as stout as some of these modern ones. So
right.
You do your homework.
Right, and kind of a rule of thumb, there's no way that you can take a 50 or 60 year old engine and try to make it as powerful as the engines you can buy today. They just were not capable of delivering the performance. And I say that with a little bit of, you know, what if you've got unlimited amounts of funds, and engineers to work for you. But on an average budget, it's just not going to happen. There's somebody who will always contradict you and say, would you, if you throw enough money at I can prove you wrong. But that doesn't work for most of us working guys.
It's so true. What about, as you pointed out, I mean, some of the frames that you're seeing in some of the yards in the South are rusty. What about a vehicle that you've purchased and with the idea of fixing it up? How bad is rust to a frame? Are there many different types of rust? There's surface rust, there's deep rust.
Right.
What's the best way to evaluate?
I found car parts that what I refer to as the heavy iron frames, rear ends, engines that have been off the ground that have been in the woods for 80 years. And the exterior of a lot of these parts look like you could go ahead and put them in a de-blaster and they'd be ready to install on a project. The problem with the frame is usually the tires go bad.
Yeah.
Go flat. The rim is sticking in the ground.
Pick it up. People procrastinate. When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.